The Travel Olympics, Part 2.
Best Island. Bali. Honestly, we didn't really want to give the gold to Bali. It seemed too obvious a choice. But we scoured the entire planet in meticulous detail, sadly not in person for budgetary reasons, and finally had to admit defeat. Nowhere beats Bali for its mix of natural beauty, outstanding culture, and perfect beaches. Although now part of Indonesia, Bali retains a distinctly separate culture to the rest of the nation. It is a Hindu island, most Indonesians are Muslim, and has its own centuries-old heritage of art and architecture. Most visitors come here for the beautiful white sand beaches, snorkeling, and surfing. But go inland, and you'll find a different world with fewer tourists and a landscape of extraordinary beauty. Stunning waterfalls, rice terraces, jungle, and volcanoes. When Europeans first started coming here, Bali inspired our idea of an island paradise. 4 centuries later, it's still impossible to beat.
Khao Phin Khan. We could have chosen pretty much any of Thailand's 1,430 islands for our silver medal. Almost all of them offer the things that we look for in a dream destination. Palm trees and coconuts, crystalline seas, coral, and so on. Even those that have been ruined by tourism, such as Phuket and Koh Samui, still deliver on the essentials. But the spectacular Khao Phin Khan was the set for a James Bond movie, The Man with a Golden Gun, 1974, which gives it an edge. To be honest, don't bother with the movie, it's not 007's finest hour, but can anyone look at this picture and say they don't want to be on that beach right now? Or one of Thailand's 1,429 other ones?
The Galapagos Islands. Enough with the coconuts. Our bronze goes to a group of volcanic islands that are celebrated for a very different reason. The Galapagos are isolated in the Pacific Ocean, 970 kilometers off the coast of Ecuador. Over the centuries, few humans ever set foot here, apart from the occasional pirates. Because of its isolation, life here evolved differently from elsewhere, resulting in many species, marine and land iguanas, giant tortoises, that can only be found on these islands. In the 1830s, that inspired the visiting naturalist Charles Darwin to write On the Origin of Species, the book that explained his theory of evolution. And even today, the local fauna show no fear of humans because they have never been hunted by us.